Live from the KSRM studios on KB Road, KSRM 920 AM and 92.5 FM presents Decision 2023. Tonight, we feature the candidates for Kenai Peninsula Borough Board of Education District 7 Central. In studio are candidates Debbie Carey and Diane McRae. During tonight's forum, you'll hear their opinions on the issues that matter to you. And now, here's your host for tonight's forum on KSRM, Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Good evening. Welcome to all our listeners, and thank you for joining us on KSRM's 2023 Candidate Forum Series. Tonight brings us the second and third installments in our eight-part forum series, which will feature two forums per night at the 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock hours. Later this evening at 5 o'clock, we will welcome a Borough Assembly candidate from District 8, Heath Smith. For now, I'd like to welcome Board of Education candidates from District 7, Debbie Carey, who is in studio with us, and Diane McRae, who is sitting right next to her. So, hello, hello. How we doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Alrighty. So, we're going to go through the rules real fast. So, each candidate will be asked a question by the moderator, yours truly, and they will have 60 seconds to respond. If any portion of the candidate's response is specifically directed at their opponent, the opponent will have 30 seconds to respond, and then the first candidate will have 30 seconds to provide a final thought to their opponent's response. In the event that there is no portion of an answer that is directed at an opponent, we will simply move on and go with the next question. So, we all good? Rules good?
All good. Yeah.
Awesome. Alrighty. So before we get to our questions, I think it's really good to meet everyone. So each candidate will first have 1 minute to introduce themselves and share a little bit about their history on the peninsula. So we are going to start with Miss Debbie Carey. So the floor is yours.
Thank you. I'm Debbie Carey. I've been on the peninsula for 33 years. I actually have two sets of children because I have a 47-year-old, a 44-year-old, a 23 and a 19-year-old. Yeah, go for that. All of my children have graduated from the state of Alaska, three from the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. I've served on the board for the last 6 years, and I look forward to serving on the board for another 3 years.
Perfect. All right, and Miss Diane McRae, if you would.
Well, I'm originally from New York, and I went to college in Kansas and different places after that, and went to work as a governess, where I worked with children from doing very well, ahead of the average kid, to not doing as well. I also have a child that I raised. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Taylor. And I enjoy working with children, and I just wanted to get involved with what's going on with the education here, and I love Alaska.
Both perfectly good answers. Thank you so much for that. So we are going to start moving into our questions and moving into our forum. So the first question of the night is going to be directed at Miss Carey. So let's see. All right. So what made you decide to seek re-election for the Board of Education?
What made me decide to seek re-election is because I think that the district has been heading in a good direction over the last few years. And it takes a while to really get up to speed to understand what you're doing and what's expected of you as a board member. And I think that I still have a lot to offer as far as moving us forward, especially since we're looking at things like the AK Reads Act and how we're going to implement that. I enjoy being part of it. I enjoy meeting teachers. I enjoy our staff. And I feel like I still have something to offer.
Alrighty, same question to you, Miss Diane. What made you want to actually decide to run for the Board of Education?
Well, I thought about it and worked on learning more about it for the last 6 years. So anyone who knows me knows that this was the plan. And I feel that education is very important, and I don't feel that we are in the right direction. I think that we're cutting out parents more than I'd like to see. And I don't think we're getting a quality education that we could be getting.
Gotcha. Thank you both for those answers. This next question, we're going to start with Ms. McRae. How do you feel your past jobs, education, and previous community service has prepared you for this seat on the Board of Education?
Well, I've worked with the children hands-on, and I see the differences and all that. One of the things that I've learned is stage, not age. When Leave No Child Behind has not gotten many children ahead. and left them behind. And we need to reach down to where the child is at and work there. And it doesn't matter. Kids can go to school till they're 21, I think it is. I know my son continued on till he was that age.
All right, same question to you, Ms. Carey. How do you feel your past jobs, education, and previous community service has prepared you for the seat on the education board?
Well, I've owned my own business for the last 33 years, and so I've employed a lot of students coming out of our school system, and I've had an opportunity to really engage with them and to be more of a mentor than anything, and I believe that every student should be met where they're at. I believe that every student is capable of learning, and the results that we've had and the people that have come back over the years that are part of our lives, they're part of our family. So I think that has helped me. I spent a few years in the school district working with Project Grad, specifically for reading, and that really sparked an interest of how can we support our students every day, and how can we also support our teachers and our support staff. And those are the things that really help me to navigate when I'm thinking about board decisions.
Gotcha. Thank you both for that. All right, next question, starting off with you again, Ms. Carey. What have you done as a member of the Board of Education that you believe has had the most positive impact on students, families, and staff of the school district, and why?
Ooh, that's tough. One of the things that we did that I'm really proud that we did as a board is that we allotted a time period for students to come to the board and to speak, where they can speak on any topic that interests them, whether it's on the agenda or not on the agenda. And they get 5 minutes to speak as opposed to what most people get, which is 3, because we feel like students' voice is so important. And just having that in our agenda on a regular basis is amazing to me. And as far as family engagement, I think that we have strengthened a lot of our policies to encourage family and community engagement as we're looking forward into the future, because we want parents involved. We want volunteers involved. So,
all right. Same question to you, Ms. McRae. What have you done as a member, what would you do as a member of the Board of Education that you believe could be very impactful for the students, the families, and the community?
Well, one thing is like hearing about Nicolaias and all that, and Nanilchik not really having access to a library is a problem for me. I think we need to have more things going on and people being involved. And I don't, from what I'm hearing, that parents are not as welcome as they'd like to be. So, you know, that's what I'm hearing, and that's what I saw when my child was in school, that it wasn't that welcoming. And I think it needs to be, and I'm disgusted with the math things. They're not getting it. And our reading scores were bad before COVID. I want them to have an education that's worth something.
Gotcha. All right. This next question, we're going to start with you, Ms. Diane. In your opinion, what is the best way to define the role of a member of the school board?
Well, I've been taking a class on this. The duties are to focus on the children, the education, and the parents. And that's what has to be done. Their future is very important, and where they end up with. They cannot achieve if they don't have the basics, if they cannot do the math, if they don't know how it works with finances and what debt means and culture. We need this stuff. We need more things, and a lot of the schools are not getting all those things with the arts and music and all that, because music is math if you look at it.
All right. Same question to you, Ms. Carey. In your opinion, what is the best way to define the role of a member of the school board?
Well, I think that a member of the school board is part of a team, and that team is tasked with providing policies and direction for the district through the superintendent. We have one employee as a board member, and that is our superintendent. Our superintendent has 1,200 employees. So if we're not strong on the direction that we're giving, then our district isn't strong. I think that as far as our district, that we do an amazing job and that we try to support our students, our staff, our teachers, and our administrators.
Gotcha. All right. Perfect. Thank you both for those answers. Those are very good answers. Let me see. All right. So we're going to do this one last question very quickly. If you had to name one issue, in your opinion, what is the most important issue that needs to be addressed by the Board of Education within the next 3 years? Ms. Carey.
If I only can pick one, I'm going to say the base student allocation. You know, one of the questions is always asked of, why can't we hire and recruit teachers that are quality teachers? We do hire and recruit teachers that are quality, but they don't stay. Why don't they stay? Because they don't have a pension plan. Because when we look at the tier that they're at now, at tier three, it's nothing of what the tier one was all of those years ago. And we've been flat funded since 2017. One-time money isn't a fix. It's appreciated, but it's not a fix to the problem. So that would be the one top thing right now, is how do we get everybody to understand that with inflation and inflation cost, everything is going up and we need to address that.
Thank you for that. Same question to you, Ms. McRae.
Well, my understanding is the school exists to educate the children, and the education results need to be better. And that's what I focus on, is improving the results. Because there's no reason to go to school if the results are not there. And the people that are hiring them are complaining. And it's frustrating for the kids. They feel like they're not as prepared to be holding the jobs that they're going for. And these kids need to have funding. And they need to be able to earn a living for their future. And they're not going to have a good job paying well if they don't have the skill set.
Gotcha. Thank you both for that. So we're going to take a very quick break. And when we come back, we are going to keep discussing, keep getting to meet more about our candidates. This is KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92 FM, and RadioKenai.com.
Welcome back to KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and RadioKenai.com.
Good evening. I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana. Let's now continue with the Board of Education candidates from District 7, Debbie Carey and Diane McRae. So in our last segment, we decided to get to know our candidates a little bit. We asked them why they decided to run or re-seek re-election, some feelings they had about the board, the assembly, and what they would hope to try to modify if they were elected into the Board of Education. So we're going to jump back in. We are actually going to start with Ms. Diane McRae. So for this question, what particular issue motivates you to want to work for the school district as a board member?
Well, it's one of the only ways that you can influence the children to make a difference so that they can be employed. I want them to have a better life, and I feel that the education is not meeting up to those standards. And I don't know why it is exactly, but it just seems like the curriculum is not the correct curriculum if these are the results.
Thank you for that. Also, same question to you, Miss Carey. What particular issue motivates you to want to continue to serve on the Board of Education?
I really don't think that I have an issue. And I will say that I do believe that our school system does educate our children. I've already stated that I've had 4 children go through the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, and that all of them are productive citizens at this point. I have 2 that are currently in college. One is actually graduating here in December. Pretty proud of her. And the things that we do offer, you know, I hear a lot about the test scores, about how horrible the last test scores were. And when I started looking into it and I realized that we had SBAs, we had AMP, we had PEAKS, and now we have AK STARS. And what really surprises me is that when we had the SBAs, we performed at the 80 percentile. So what's changed? Is it our students that have changed, or is it our testing methods that have changed? So I really need to delve a little bit into that. And right now, that is exactly what DEED is doing, is delving into those issues to see where we can go and what the accurate figures are.
All right. Thank you both for that. Next question. We're going to... Oh, sorry. All over the place. Go ahead, Ms. McRae. My apologies.
Repeat the question, please.
Yeah, of course. So what particular issue motivates you to want to serve on the school district as a board member?
The results. I'm not really pleased with the results. And we've been shifting around with different curriculums and trying to, it seems like that's the focus, the new things. And it seems like, you know, they just come up with a new way of doing it, but 1 + 1 is always going to equal 2. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just have to go down to the basics, make sure they got a solid foundation, and then move on up when they've mastered it. And I think this is capable, and I don't think it's rocket scientist. And I just want to make sure the kids can be employed.
Gotcha. Thank you both. Alrighty, next question. Now we're starting with Ms. McRae. Alrighty, were there any decisions made or actions taken by the school board while you were listening in that you personally disagreed with? And if so, explain.
No, I just have a different view, and that's the way it is. People, everyone is an individual, and they see things differently. One picture, with two people looking at it, they focus on the other thing. It's very rare that everyone sees the same thing.
All right, same question to you, Ms. Carey. Do you need the question repeated? All righty. Were there any decisions made or actions taken by the school board while you were in office that you personally disagreed with? And if so, please explain.
I think that as a board that we make decisions as a collective. I don't think that we made the wrong decisions. I think that we made decisions without accurate information. And I'm talking specifically during COVID, and I will own my part in that because it was a scary time. And it was a scary time not only for the district, but I think for the population in general. And so I regret that we didn't get back to school sooner than what we did. And hopefully we will never head in that direction again because we learned so much. And our children lost so much during that time.
Gotcha. Alrighty. Let's see. Now we're going to go to another question. Now we're starting with Ms. Carey. Do you believe teachers are paid proportionally to their value? If so, why? And if not, what can you do as a member of the school board to increase teachers' salaries?
I do not think that teachers are paid appropriately. I believe that we need to reevaluate what teachers are paid. I think that as far as a teacher is concerned, I'd like to see getting rid of a couple of the columns because our starting pay is low. Our ending pay is pretty good. I don't think that our support staff is paid well either. And as a member of the school board, the main thing that we can do is to talk with our legislators and explain to them what it is and why we value the teachers that we currently have and what it takes to recruit and hire a teacher and keep them long term.
All right. Likewise, Ms. McRae, do you believe teachers are paid proportionally to their value? If so, why? And if not, what can you do as a school board member to increase their salaries?
Each person is an individual, so you can't lump give one answer to that. I would say that one of the ideas is something I would take from New York, where they have state standards tests, and the teachers who do the best when everyone takes the test at the exact same time, and the teachers who have the best scores from the kids maintaining the class subject, they end up mentoring to the teachers that are not reaching that bar. And that's an honor, and it comes with a bonus.
Awesome. Thank you both for those answers. Do appreciate it. You're doing that one? Alrighty. Also, just want to mention too, we are going to take a very quick break, but when we come back, we are going to keep asking some questions, get into some of those deeper questions. We also, if you would like more information, we do have the Election Hub on KSRM's website, known as RadioKenai.com. So, once again, this is KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and RadioKenai.com.
Live from the KSRM studios on KB Road, KSRM 920 AM and 92.5 FM presents Decision 2023. Tonight, we feature the candidates for Kenai Peninsula Borough Board of Education District 7 Central. In studio are candidates Debbie Carey and Diane McRae. During tonight's forum, you'll hear their opinions on the issues that matter to you. And now, here's your host for tonight's forum on KSRM, Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
And welcome back. Thank you for joining us for KSRM's 2023 Candidate Forum Series. Now we are going to continue with our Board of Education candidates from District 7, Debbie Carey and Diane McRae. In the last section, we were asking about what decisions were made for Board of Education that they had different opinions on. We also asked about what changes they would make for the future if they were elected into Board of Education. We are now going to move into some tougher questions. So we are going to start with Ms. Debbie Carey. So teachers and families have complained that the standards and requirements of the Alaska Reads Act, like the Qualified Reading Instructor Certification, have loaded extra work on them. Do you feel like teachers in our district are overworked, underworked, or have been allotted an appropriate amount of educational duties? And please explain your answer.
Thank you for that question. I was actually having a conversation about this over the weekend. So the Alaska Reads Act, as we all know, is mandated by the state. So when we look at that and we think about the professional development that teachers need in order to enact it or to deliver, it's a very, very heavy lift. And I think that at this time, it's a learning curve and where everybody's overworked and everybody's stressed. I think that there's going to be adjustments, just like any time you implement something new. So I'm curious as to how it's going to totally roll out. And it's also one of the reasons that I ran for the board is because I'd like to see how it's going to roll out and to make sure that we're making the decisions that need to be made at the district level to support the teachers, the students, and the staff.
All right, Ms. McRae, the same question for you. Teachers and families have complained that the standards and requirements of the Alaska Reads Act, like the Qualified Reading Instructor Certification, have loaded extra work on them. Do you feel like teachers in our district are overworked, underworked, or have been allotted an appropriate amount of educational duties? Please explain your answer.
Well, each person working is going to allot their time and have different speeds for learning. I get frustrated over the constant changing of curriculum. I can understand history is always going to have another chapter, but the basics is what we're missing. And the basics of reading, writing, and math have been pretty steady.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Next question, we're going to start with you, Ms. McRae. The topic of Saldana's elementary reconstruction has come under scrutiny lately, given its dramatic increase and its estimated cost. Critics of the reconstruction have suggested that the building, which previously operated as Saldana Middle School and Saldana Prep School, would be suitable for a cramped space and outdated structure of the Saldana Elementary. Do you agree? If you do, what would you do to see this happen? And if not, what do you think the best course of action for the school's reconstruction project is?
If we have the school space for it, I think we could modify it at a reasonable cost to meet the needs. And I think that would be a better way of handling money as long as it's in good condition and whatever is needed to be done is addressed.
All right, same question to you, Ms. Carey. I'll reread it. The topic of Saldana's elementary reconstruction has come under scrutiny lately, given its dramatic increase in estimated cost. Critics of the reconstruction have suggested that the building, which previously operated as Saldana Middle School and Saldana Prep School, would be suitable substitute for the cramped space and the outdated structure of Saldana Elementary. Do you agree? If you do, what would you do to see this happen? And if not, what do you think the best course of action is for the school's reconstruction project?
So we're talking about Soldotna L and Soldotna Prep at this particular moment. And we all have to understand that Soldotna Prep has very different physical needs than what Soldotna L has. And when I say that, when you look at a countertop height for an elementary school, it's way different than what a countertop height for a high school is going to be. They're shorter people, you know. So I think that at one point, the borough and our maintenance department looked at all of that, and the cost was prohibitive to do it. And that's why it was decided that it would be split into two. I mean, we actually looked at moving readout and Soldotna Prep and making those a 1-2-3 and a 4-5-6, and looked at all of those different configurations. So the best plan that they came up with, the guys that know, was what they're presenting. But Soldotna L definitely needs to be rebuilt.
All right. Next question, we're going to start with you, Ms. Carey. The Mat-Su School District just pulled 56 books from its library to review and determine if they should remain on the shelves. Some of these titles include The Handmaid's Tale and The Kite Runner. The rationale behind this decision was to prevent children under the age of 16 from being exposed to sexually explicit or even pornographic material. Do you agree with the decision in the Mat-Su? If not, why? If yes, would you support a similar action in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District?
So we have policy around this. And I think that what we need to do is adhere to our policy. We have librarians that specialize in knowing what's appropriate for what grade level. Those things are important, and that's why we have challenges. And that's why people can challenge a book. I think it needs to go through the process and let the committee that's knowledgeable decide those types of things. And, you know, libraries don't exist in a vacuum, they exist everywhere. So I'm going to rely on those experts in order to make those decisions and encourage, you know, people to follow the process of challenges if they feel that strongly. Yes.
All right. Same question for you, Ms. McRae. The Mat-Su School District has pulled 56 books from its library to review and determine if they should remain on the shelves. Some of these titles do include The Handmaid's Tale and The Kite Runner. The rationale behind this decision was to prevent children from under the age of 16 from being exposed to sexually explicit or pornographic material. Do you agree with the decision in the Mat-Su? If not, why? If yes, would you support a similar action being done in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District?
I'd like a clarification from Debbie in regards to how many challenges can a parent make?
For one time?
At one time, yes. Is there a limit?
So I'll give you 30 seconds to rebuttal her question, and then you'll have a second to defend yourself, Ms. McRae, and then we will drop the questions.
Okay, but did she answer the first part of the question? Did you want to answer the first part of the question?
I want to know, you said that they can, people could challenge.
Correct.
And I asked how many, whether it's one or is there a defined number that they can challenge?
One at a time.
One.
And there is a defined number. It is in policy.
And that policy was made by?
Made by or agreed upon by the Board of Education.
So the Board of Education did that?
At the direction of the librarian.
Okay.
District librarian.
Okay, that's good to know. So. I think parents have a right to know what's going on in the schools, and that includes the books. And I don't think there should be, you know, a limit as to what they find. Then you address it and see where it goes, and then a vote is made. I think, you know, just saying, you know, because they're a librarian, they're the expert, that's fine. They study and all that. But morals and things change over time, and I think we need to look at it.
All right. Thank you both for those answers. Yes. No, of course. Yeah, go for it.
So when I say that those policies are in place, those policies comprise teachers, parents, students. It's not just the librarian. And the other thing that I'd like to point out is that we have not had a challenge here on the Kenai Peninsula. So I don't think that anybody remembers the last time that we did. Thank you.
All right. Ms. McRae, any other second? You have 30 seconds to speak? All right, perfect. Thank you so much for both those answers, both good answers. All right, so we are going to take one more break. Excuse me. All right, so when we do come back, we are going to give each candidate the opportunity to pose a question to their opponent. This is KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and RadioKenai.com.
Welcome back to KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and RadioKenai.com.
Good evening. I'm Adriana Hernandez Santana. Let's now continue with the Board of Education candidates from District 7, Ms. Debbie Carey and Ms. Diane McRae. So we are going to have you each ask each other a question. So if there is any question that you, Ms. Ray, would like to ask Ms. Ray would like to ask Ms. Carey, this is your time to do so. So if you have any questions, definitely ask her whatever you got.
Boy, one question. I am really stunned trying to come up with one off the top of my head, really. And are you satisfied with the results that are coming on out, or do you think we can do better?
We can always do better. And I think that's the ultimate goal, is how do we get there? How do we work as a cohesive unit to get there, to make sure that every student gets what they need every single day in the classroom? I mean, you know as well as I do that students show up to school hungry. Students show up without coats or shoes. How do we make sure that we meet their basic needs and educate them at the same time?
Ms. McRae, your response?
I think that contacting the parents would assist on that. There could be situations and getting to know them. And yes, they need to have the clothing. They need to have the food. But at the same time, they have to have the education in the line.
Thank you.
And then same thing for you, Ms. Carey. What question would you like to ask Ms. McRae?
I would ask Ms. McRae, how do you see us as a school district and as a board engaging our parents and our community members in a positive way for them to feel respected and for them to feel welcome within our schools?
You're talking about the parents. I think what I'm hearing from people is they feel that they're muzzled, that they're not listened to, and they're not real happy with just a few minutes and the kids getting more. It seems like they're the last ones, and yet they're the parents, and they want to have a hand in guiding in what direction is going in, and they don't feel they're getting it. That's what I'm being told.
All right. Thank you both for those answers. I'm all over the place. Yes, Ms. Debbie.
Thank you. I appreciate that answer, because that is one of our board goals, is to figure out exactly how do we involve parents and the community so that they feel like they're welcome in our schools, because we do value their opinions. And, you know, we were able to get the student voice and show that we value that. Now more students are showing up. So I'd really like to see that piece also play out for the parents and for the community members, so they felt welcome in our schools and at our meetings.
Gotcha. All righty. So we're going to jump back to another question real quick. We did discuss earlier that there were teacher salaries about the break, obviously, but I did want to follow up with that by asking, what would your biggest budget priority be as a member of the school board, Ms. Carey?
Biggest budget priority? I don't know that I really understand that question, so...
Do you believe, I guess, the best way I could describe it is, where would the funding best be utilized? Would you see it being utilized within, like, the cafeteria, ensuring all the students always had a meal to take home? Sorry about that.
Very good. Now I got the question. Okay, so I think that it's built in that 79 cents per dollar goes to teacher funding and benefits and salaries. And I think that that's where the majority of our funding goes. And when you take away part of that funding, what happens is that we have to increase PTR, pupil teacher ratio, so that teachers actually have more students in front of them. And I would be an advocate for keeping the smaller classroom sizes, because there is scientific evidence that smaller classrooms work. So I would say the majority of the funding, the way I see it, goes to benefits and salaries.
All right. Ms. Diane, same question to you. We discussed teacher salaries before the break, but I'd like to follow up with that by asking, what do you think your biggest budget priorities would be as a member of the school board?
It can only be the teachers. Straight up, that is the most important part of the education. Without them, you don't have education going on. They need to have a good salary. They need to have it based upon, I think, with rewards for results. The buildings, you know, they're needed in the administration. But without the teachers doing it, I think we could save money by not changing curriculum all the time. I mean, I was using the same book for that was 30 years old when I went to school.
All right. Thank you both for those answers. We are going to start getting ready to go to one more question. So we're going to start with you, Ms. McRae. Why do you believe that you are a better candidate for the Board of Education than your opponent is?
Well, the results that we're having now, the complaints from the parents, the scores that are coming on out, the reality is the reason you have schools and have teachers working is the results, and the results are not there.
Ms. Carey, your response?
Thank you. Could you repeat the question?
Yes, of course. So why do you, she asked you, why does she believe that she may be a better candidate for the Board of Education than you are?
I don't necessarily believe that I'm better than anybody. I believe that I have a unique skill set to bring to the board, and I would like to have the opportunity to bring that skill set to the board. I believe in working collaboratively together as a cohesive unit, and that's where I'm going to leave that.
Gotcha. Thank you. Ms. Gray, would you have anything else to say to her response?
No, she has her own opinion on it.
All right, thank you for that. And then, Ms. Carey, I understand that you were saying that you don't believe you're better than anyone. I would like to change your question a little bit. What do you believe you bring to the table that can make you a qualified candidate for the School Board of Education?
What do I bring to the table? I think that what I bring to the table is that I have the ability to hear all sides of a situation and to be a consensus builder and work with everybody regardless of who they are and try to get the best outcome for everyone that's involved and not just an agenda that I want to present.
All right, Ms. McRae, how do you feel about Ms. Carey's skill set that could be potentially brought to the board?
I can't hammer it enough. Results. Results. You have to have the results. And in 6 years, where are we at? Scores that mean something.
Ms. Carey, your response?
When you say scores that mean something, I look at MAP testing, which is a norm testing. And when I look at the MAP testing and the results of MAP, which is measurements of academic progress, we do fantastic. We do fantastic, not only in the state, but across the nation. And so I have to keep looking at those and realizing that our students are progressing, that our students do accomplish what is expected. I can't address what's going on with the state testing because they can't even address what's going on with the state testing. So we now have somebody in there that's going to really delve into it and figure out, what is it? Why did it go the way that it did? And so until we get those results, we have nothing to compare to.
All right. Thank you both for those answers. I am going to start giving you guys your closing remarks. So you each will have 60 seconds to say whatever you'd like to say to the listeners out there. anything that you'd like to mention within you potentially getting the Board of Education position, whatever you feel is best, you are more than welcome to say. So, Ms. Carey, we are going to start with you. Your 60 seconds starts now.
Thank you. I'm Debbie Carey. I am running for District 7. I would appreciate everybody's vote. If you don't vote for me, I would appreciate everybody getting out there and voting. I would highly recommend that you take a student with you so that they can see what it's all about, that the local level of government is one of the most important levels of government. And if we can engage our students now in that, I think that it's a win situation. I think that I bring a unique skill set to the Board of Education, and I would like to continue moving forward for the next 3 years. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Diane McRae, your 60 seconds starts now.
I'm Diane McRae, and I live in Kasiloff. I really take education very serious because it's the results that matter. At the end of the day, if you've gone through school and you've tossed the tassel, if you're not going to be able to get the job that you want because the employer has to pass on you, it's not a positive thing. In life, we have to have results. And that's what's missing here, is a lot of the people who want to hire kids find out that they're not going to be able to, or they don't last very long, what have you. And that's a shame, because that's going to affect them.
All right. Thank you both for that. Thank you both for coming. Thank you, everyone. So this was the Board of Education candidates from District 7, Ms. Debbie Carey and Ms. Diane McRae. So we are going to cut it here, but we do have Mr. Heath Smith coming in at 5 o'clock, so definitely stay tuned for that. This is KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and RadioKenai.com. This is the one, KSRM, Saldana, Kenai, Homer.